By booking early, I was lucky enough to get a noon flight from Vancouver to Vegas. Appeared overcast out the plane window, and the shuttle to the Luxor had a few drops on the windshield, but they did not prepare me for the evening's soaking. Yelp reviews warned against long wait to check in and were not inaccurate. Though Luxor had sent me an email earlier telling me I had pre-checked in, this did not keep me from waiting in line. More detail on how to avoid said line would have been appreciated. I got into my room, which seemed pleasant, and changed into another shirt. Did the appropriate unpacking. Hieroglyphics on the wood behind the bed, hieroglyphics on the cupboard. More and more, I feel like I'm in Egypt.
Land of the Pharaohs. No, Land of the Pharaohs. That sounds great.
All right, here we are in the land of the pharaohs.
Oh, no!
Well, we'll need to talk with the natives. Does anyone here know a little Egyptian?
Bill, come on. You're good at languages.
Yes, indeed. A little Egyptian? Everybody knows I'm mad. Served my every need. Did a grand job on my ankles, too.
Now, hold it right there.
Glad to. Now, I think I'll hold it over here.
Oh, boy, it's nice out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think you ought to leave it out.
Hey, look, fellas, fun's fun. Okay, but look, I gotta find a place to stay. It's gonna be night soon. I'm tired.
What's the matter with that dude?
I'm lost, and I want to go to bed.
Oh, my bony boy. In the Estonian mountains, we used to go to sleep leaning up against a windfall. I was but a mere prat then. I'll never forget the time a snake slithered into my wife. I wasn't but knee-high to a married grasshopper
No, look, that's all
never
very interesting, but the
again.
Sun is going down.
Oh, no, you're all confused. The horizon is moving up.
Hey, listen, come on, you guys, help me, please.
I know. Let's stand. And him on his head.
There you go.
Hey, put me down.
Hey. Easy, boy.
Ah, you see? Now it's morning.
Oh,
he's no fun. He fell right over.
Hey, won't somebody please help me?
Easy, my lad. At times of dexterity like this, my wee native compendium, Mohammed, used to pray to the divinities, his little brown froggy body a-quiver at my loins, chanting a stream of ancient Egyptian holograms.
What?
Diaphragms.
No.
I used to date...
Hieroglyphs, that's it. Do you remember any? Will they help? Anything
yes,
at all?
Of course. Let's see, it was a jackal-headed woman with her eyes akimbo, a king sitting sideways on his throne, a drip with gold, chipped nose uplifted, thusly... All engraven on a pyramid of massy size, with the body of a lion, paws that refreshes, a tale told by an idiot, and the head of a fox.
The pyramid is opening.
Which one?
The one with the ever-widening hole in it.
I'm saved! I'm going in!
No, don't do that, son! It's dark and dirty in there!
Oh, but Mom!
It's full of bees and spiders! You might poke your eye out! Wait till your father comes home!
I'm going in, Mom!
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the only nice motel in town. How long will you be with us?
Just for tonight.
Ah, very well, sir. You'll find it's very clean here. Just fill out this card.
Oh, thanks.
Decided to find out how to get to the Strip from Luxor. It was more complicated than I expected. A considerable outside walk took me to the Excalibur, my previous home base, and connected by a bridge to New York, New York, a good place to start one's venture into the Strip. I leave that hotel by the back, and the rain has commenced, but I have brought an umbrella. I make it to the Park MGM without serious wetness. Then a long indoor walk to their tram to the Bellagio and my welcomed meal at Le Cirque. The park was the Monte Carlo when I was last here.
You're the guy who was responsible for breaking the bank just last week, weren't you?
That's me.
Is that the one at Monte Carlo?
No, that's my name.
Oh.
Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo. This is, you do this act then?
Yeah.
You're involved?
I'm not acting, no.
No?
No, this is real.
And Italy tempts me as I discover it on my way to the distant tram. It's surprisingly cold outside, though I am warmly dressed. Wind is no friend. Le Cirque is a great place to start and a great place to finish one's culinary explorations in Vegas. You don't have to worry if it will be good or not. Your only concern is to how good it will be. I'm cold, so request a cup of chamomile. It warms me up. For an amuse-bouche, I get a tiny tartlet of duck and a duck-friendly collection of pretend plants. It's not the best duck I've ever eaten, but not bad. Next, a velouté of artichokes poured over a raw egg. Well, the velouté was a good idea in itself. Egg should have remained in its shell. Velouté sounds like velvet, and that's what the dish should resemble. Thickly luxurious. Make those vegetables sing. Chickens remain unborn for a bit. My teacup is refilled. I'm happy dining and teeing at the same time. No booze needed. Next, lobster risotto. Okay, I'm not really capable of eating rice, but in tiny quantities, this can work. It is a Le Cirque quality dish, and suitably tiny. But diminutude was just warming up. I requested a glass of wine for the langoustine. Roasted Brittany langoustine, says the menu. Caviar lemon, beurre blanc, supplement additional. I assumed it would be a big langoustine and a small glass of wine. The opposite occurred. The langoustine was the size of my thumb. It would have worked better in a restaurant in Lilliput. The glass of wine loomed over the rest of the meal. It was a very good langoustine. Was it worth a supplement of $40 plus an equal amount for said glass of once grapes? Of course not. Nothing is worth $80 for a few grams of protein and some grapey confluence.
Nancy, it is a success! I'm back! It's a success! I have proof I've been to ancient Greece! Look at this grape! Oh.
But I'm still in my appetizer phase. Next up, the meat. The best piece of chicken I've ever had in a restaurant.
Well, it's wonderful to be here this evening. I'm glad you recognized me. I guess the television campaign really worked. You know, I'm the owner of the fastest fast food chain in the Wino Work area. Yeah, our food is guaranteed fast in and fast out. And hurt my leg there. And tonight, we're particularly happy to be serving our fine Sneezer's chicken to all of you here at the Crud. The club, excuse me. Yes, we were approached by the owners, and instead of serving the regular pepper and Snadowski sandwiches you usually get, we're happy that Mercury Records has arranged for you all to get the flying swordfish sticks. And, of course, yes, they're delicious. Mercury poison, guaranteed. And also, of course, our wonderful Sneezer's chicken. Oh, and there's a special for y'all, too, which you gotta try. It's the fruit fly pie and the kitty litter dowdy. It'll make your stomach turn over and your eyes grow cloudy. I sure hope y'all come visit our fast food chain real soon, you hear? What's that, honey? You can't hear? Well, take your earplugs out. This ain't no Aerosmith concert, right, assholes? Yes, friends, howdy. I'm Geezer.
And I'm a Weezer.
And we're the Sneezers.
Don't just sit there picking when you could be licking chicken. Pick yourself up and kick yourself down the Sneezers.
That's right, we're the Sneezers. But only a few years ago, we was nothing but dirt poor inner city chicken farmers living off of stale welfare rolls and edible food stamps.
Yeah, then cousin Jimmy Carter up and sent us a Kluckminster Buller solar-powered chicken dome.
Yeah, but then the sun come out and it burned down and it covered every one of our chickens with a thick coating of melted styrofoam.
Oh, They looked like little duty bricks from outer space.
But they were delicious. There's a waitress on a skateboard, a coming at you with a buck and a clock.
I said, you're in luck.
So if your dates are getting bored, just floor that Ford and truck.
I said, come on, mother trucker, get your Big Mac and gear and get your wide body on down to here.
For some of that finger clicking, chip kicking, napkin sticking, chicken, don't chicken out, visit our chicken inn. Here's your chicken in a casket to go at
Gesundheit.
At Sneezers, let's eat.
The menu, the online menu says roasted organid, O-R-G-A-N-I-D, Chidori chicken, wild mushrooms, asparagus, foie gras sauce. That's what the online menu says. A typo, I assume, but maybe Le Cirque has a new kind of chicken, the organid. Maybe it plays the organ.
With organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir.
It's bigger than a thumb. It has asparagus and mushrooms, which fight over whether to complement or subtract the asparagus from my enjoyment of the dead bird. The meal itself is the winner. Some Perry ice cream thing follows.
In the midst of the Melon Mountain, there is a wonderful place called Pearville, not far away from Banana Glade. People can easily find Munchy Melon, Barnaby Banana, Corky Corn, Punchy Pineapple, Percy Pear, and Sassy Strawberry living there in a happy and blissful way. They do not even know the meaning of sorrow or suffering, and all people feel happy when they look at their cheerful and funny-looking faces.
I have always left Le Cirque happy. Had a reservation at L'Atelier for their version of Langoustines later. Had some time and had to go through the new Park MGM Hotel on my way to the MGM Grand. Heard wondrous things about the Nomad Bar, both the hamburger and the cocktails. One of New York City's top bars can certainly do wondrous things for my cocktail-loving palate. Okay, give me a user drink. It's called Nod to Nothing, and it consists of gin, lemon, green tea, apricot liqueur, yuzu, sage. It was largely ice. There was enough of that going on outside. The drink wasn't bad, and I thank it for getting me into yuzu, an old friend from many years in Japan. Would later go on to some amazing yuzu cocktails elsewhere. Still, it was a tiny cocktail, mostly ice. Then, out into the snow. It's not a long walk from the Park MGM to the New York, New York, which has a bridge over to the MGM Grand. While walking over said bridge, people around me were yelling about the snow. Okay, I came down here from Vancouver to get away from that weather. I had a great cocktail with the langoustine fritters at L'Atelier before. I requested it. It was so far off their menu, they had no recollection of ever having it. When I mentioned yuzu, they brought out an actual yuzu fruit and grated it over my drink. It was considerably bigger than the drink at Nomad. I'm not sure I'd say better, but it wasn't bad, and its vastness impressed me. It's hard to say which langoustine was better. At L'Atelier, there were two, which is twice as much as Le Cirque offered. As always, they bring me the foamy foie amuse and the little bowl of Robuchon's potato-flavored butter. It took a long time to finish the cocktail. My servers began calling me by name as soon as I sat down and went on throughout the small meal and large drink. Did they remember me from my frequent appearances at L'Atelier or just from the reservation? It was pleasant. I was there not just to compare shellfish, but to pay my respects to the founder of the feast, the late Joël Robuchon. May his potatoes keep on clogging arteries forever.
Our own fresh chef.
Hello, lady. Take off your dress, slip into someone comfortable, and tie up your little apron. Be ready for some French cooking. And I'm your host, the French fresh chef. Today, lady, Thank you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, chérie. Today, lady, potatoes in syrup. You will need 1/2 pound of slag. This is skinned slag, that is, you know, you mustn't pick the pulpy ones, although it's spotted with gray. It's needlessly expensive, and you won't be satisfied. We need 1 ounce of very sweet dry crystallized sugar, 2 pounds of potatoes, soft with yellow skin, and, of course, wine of sufficient quantity. Yeah, we are now ready to begin. Step one, the peeling. Take it off. Take it all off. Oh, thank you. Now, step two. Intricately, ladies, gently, disengage and take the potatoes into small dimensions, like this. Uh-huh. Let them to cook during 10 minutes in boiling wine and hot oil, lightly perfumed. Oh. I'm using my favorite wine, of course, on the Thunderbird label, Nippon Cadet Hot 69. Now, step three, ladies. Test them. And pour the potatoes in cold water to make goose pimples. Good. Now test them again. Then, and this is very important, that you do it loving them. You must epluche them. Finally, slip them into a casserole. Cover it with this crystallized sugar. Oh, entire potatoes, please. Uh-huh. Remember now, cover them with water and let it set for sufficient time to be very sweet, just until the potatoes become transparent. Serve them cold, like dessert. That's it, ladies. Eat hearty. And until next week, my Sylvan beauties, this is the Fresh Chef. Saying bon appetit.
Back across the bridge to the New York, New York, and then on its other bridge to Excalibur. Then through its tunnel to the Luxor. I had read terrible reviews of the hotel, and it did take a long time to check in. But aside from that, it's quite nice. My room is great. On the third floor, so close to the main floor, and therefore to the Excalibur and Mandalay Bay, making it very convenient. As you leave the Excalibur and get closer to the Luxor and the tunnel, more and more Egyptian stuff appears. Statues and stonework that look ready for King Tut.
So when did you first see William Burroughs?
Oh, when did I really see him in the flesh? The first time I saw him, I didn't know who he was, and I don't remember having seen him. Because that occurred in Athens in the late 1930s. When he was there with a group of American and English expatriates in Athens, where he met a German lady who was also an expatriate and in need of a passport, and he married her. And he was married by the American consul, whom I knew, and the witnesses at the wedding were all people whom I knew. I remember most particularly Dickie Westbury, Lord Westbury, because so many years later, William used that title in a book of his. In fact, it was true that Dickie Westbury's father had been one of the people engaged in the Tutankhamun adventure and is supposed to have been one of the victims of the curse.
Sleep well, Tutankhamun?
As well as can be expected, sleeping in a stone box.
Thought it'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Now if I'd known they'd line up just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum. He's my favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Dancing by the night,
the ladies love his style. Rockin' for the smile.
He
ate a crocodile.
Is that the Mystic Crocodile we've heard so much about?
Yes, it is. It is. And they were serving Mystic Crocodile Tail croquettes up at the top of the Satan's Tower on this day. There we are. Here we
I'm
are
enjoying
now.
Enjoying my portion, as you see. They give you quite sizable portions.
And look at this. Oh, now, we're both going to take a bite out of the same piece of tail.
Those are, we eat towards the middle. Those are just promotional croquettes.
It looks like we're actually
You're getting me seasick.
Avocado.
Avocado, nahuatl, chocolate.
Alligator pear, crocogator pear. That's why they so mean.
No.
He gave his life for tourism.
Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
They're selling you.
Now when I die, now don't think I'm a nut. Don't want no fancy funeral, just one like old King Tut. He could have won a Grammy.
A condo made of stoner.
Babylon, Babylon. Saturday I'm running wild and all the lights are changing red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing chemicals rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here. You know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel. Admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. Well, if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud, the love that I was giving you. Never aim down. Let go of your heart. Let go of your head.